So the process that I've been using to write this book, this poetry book, has been something I've really never done before. You know, and what that is actually scheduling my time out to write and properly doing it. You know, by me doing that, it's really kept me more focused and it's actually given me more time to actually come up with better poetry than me just being random. I've never really waited to be inspired to write. I've always just wrote every day, but it was very random what time of day I wrote. I've always just kind of went with the flow of my day and whatever time I could squeeze in, I squeeze it in. But now that I'm actually scheduling time to write, I'm actually writing more because that time is allocated for it. So for me right now, I'm looking at 2 hours a day of me just writing, and I have a full-time job. So, you know, doing that, I have 3 kids at home, the wife, the honey-do list, you know, got to walk the dog, which I don't walk the dog. My kids walk the dog. But there's so many other variables as well, right? So that's the everyday life. And you have to figure out what you have to do in your everyday life. And scheduling is part of that. You know, like today my son had soccer practice. So I have to pick him up at a certain time for that. Of course, you got to get dinner ready and stuff like that. So I helped my wife fold the laundry today. And these are real life situations that you're going to go through and people have to go through. So what I suggest, what I'm doing right now, is I'm actually using my calendar. And I'm listing everything in the day that I know I have to do. So I don't have to get up and go to work. I blocked all that time out. That's an 8-hour day. That time is blocked out for work. I know on Thursdays I got to pick up my son from soccer practice at 4 o'clock. So I got to make sure that part of the day is blocked out. So every day is customized to the things I'm doing for that particular day every single week. Now, of course, you have the occasional doctor's appointment for the kids. Like this week, my son was also sick. And, you know, that was unexpected. So did it throw a monkey wrench in my schedule? Yeah, it kind of did. And you have to be flexible with that, right? The schedule is not fixed. It's not made in stone. So your schedule will be, you know, fucked with every now and again. But for the majority of the time, I want to say a good 99% of the time, my schedule actually stays in place, which is great. So that allows me to be more consistent with my writing. And the writing has gotten better because of it. I've been more consistent. Now, of course, if I can steal more time to write, I'm going to do so as well. So if I've done everything on my list and it just so happens that, I don't know, like maybe the kids go to bed early or maybe my wife went to bed early and I'm still awake and I feel like, hey, I can get another hour in of writing, then squeeze that in there. I also just make sure I schedule my sleep. I don't play with the schedule, people. Like, I schedule even my sleep. And I think you should as well. I don't operate well without sleep. The older I've gotten, I really need my, like, at least 7 to 8 solid hours of sleep. Anything below that, I'm trash the rest of the fucking day. Like, I can't do nothing for you. So I find it that you have to make sure that you really be honest with yourself, and you can carve out time out of your day. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. I got so much shit that I think I should be doing that really doesn't need my time or much attention, or the frequency doesn't have to be as what I thought it was. And you'll get better at scheduling yourself. You get better at holding yourself accountable for your schedule. You also need to have, if you are married, your spouse has to respect your fucking schedule. But before you create it, let them know what you're doing. Let them know that's what you're trying to do. And that anything that goes on in the future, you need to know ahead of time so you can go ahead and make those particular tasks or future engagements or events part of your future scheduling. I asked my wife at least for a week in advance, so that way there's no surprises. Of course, like I said, you have to be flexible just because those surprises do come up. As I'm recording this right now, it's 11 o'clock at night. If you hear me fucking up some, because I'm exhausted right now, And I'm squeezing even this podcast in, right? It's part of my schedule, right? So my son wound up calling me today out of the blue. I have older children. He called me because he's starting his YouTube channel, and we're talking, and he wasn't part of my schedule, right? I was about to record. He called. I want to stay on the phone with him about a good 2 hours. So now it's 11 o'clock, and my schedule at the later part of the day went to shit. So now it was either I read for an hour or I can try to make this podcast. And I said, let me make the podcast instead, because I also even schedule my reading time. Everything's on my calendar. Man, like, it just does wonders. At least for me, it does. Like, it just really keeps me under that thumb of getting things done. And it feels fantastic knowing that I can check things off on my phone, on my calendar, and saying it's done, it's complete. And I feel accomplished. And that's why it's great, because it helps you record your day. And you can actually record your accomplishments. And that goes a long way. When you can say, I knocked shit out today. And I did something. Most people go on their day without having nothing on the schedule. It's kind of just random. And those days are okay too. Don't get me wrong. I love those days as well. But most of the time, you need a schedule. For you, especially if you're trying to be something. I just want to be an author. You know, I just want people to buy my shit so I can just write. You know? But in order to do that, I gotta be consistent. I gotta be engaging. And I gotta make good content. That way you guys are gonna wanna continue to watch and listen and be with me on my journey. That I'm going for, I don't know, with my weight loss journey. Also, my writing journey as well. I got two journeys right now. Weight loss journey and my writing journey. And these are things that you just have to import and make do with based off your lifestyle. So, I think you can do it. If I can do it and make a simple schedule on my calendar, you guys do the same thing as well. If you do have any questions about that or want to hear more about it, there you go. See, I came on the talk right now. I'm exhausted. I'm falling asleep talking to you. And that's some shit. Write down in the comments and let's engage about it. Let's have fun with it. And see how we can support one another. But right now, I think I'm going to end this podcast. It's been great talking to you guys. Thank you again for listening to me. You guys are fantastic. We're just going to have fun with this. And make this such a great moment in time. All right, guys. I'm out. Peace.